What is the time now? Yes. Around this time, 7:16, Lord Krishna is entering the assembly in Nandagram for entertainment. Nanda Maharaj has arranged clowns to make some jokes. There are musicians, but there are also acrobats who can balance on bamboo sticks. It's an entertainment. But no one has eyes really for what is arranged. They look towards the entrance of the hall, and all of a sudden they see Vrindavan Chandra, Krishna. He has in one of his hands one friend, and they joyfully dance into the assembly of all the Brajavasis. And everyone is there looking only at Krishna. At times the entertainment, however, is just so good that everyone also looks a little to the entertainment. And because they're Brajavasis, that means very temperamental and joyful, they get a little unruly. So Nanda Maharaj tells his constables, please take care that my people are pacified. So Srimati Radharani hears all about these pastimes where Krishna is in the assembly of Nanda Maharaj, and everyone feasts their eyes on the beauty which emanates from Krishna's and Balaram's faces, very much like the Chakora birds who drink the nectar which emanates from the moon in the form of the rays of the moon. Then, afterwards, Krishna is brought to his bedroom, where he sits on the bed with a few servants. And the bed is as white as milk foam. And Krishna looks at the parrots. The parrots see how the moon rays enter through the latticed window. You know, the moon beams are coming like this, and the parrots try to land on the moon beams to just sit there. Now all the young servants begin to giggle. And Krishna is a little older, so he does not usually laugh about such things which only the young servants laugh about. But as his dear servants just laugh, Krishna also begins to laugh about the antics of the parrots who try to land on moonbeams. And as he laughs, the light gets reflected on his beautiful pearl-like teeth, and the whole room becomes filled with the glitter from Krishna's teeth. Now he drinks a little milk, and then he goes to bed, and all the servants are sent out. And when Krishna pretends to fall asleep, but then, when everyone is out, Krishna gets up from his bed, gets to a secret door, and slips through the door it out into the forest of Vrindavan, because he wants to meet one special personality, his dearest devotees. Do you know her name?
Radhe.
Yes. So today, I would like to tell you how this forest called the Geha Van got its name. It's a very, very beautiful pastime with the Brijbasis tell us, and it makes us think very deeply about the subject matter of service, which was so nicely addressed by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj a little while ago. See, Srimati Radharani is so-called married in Yavat as the wife of Abhimanyu. This is so by Krishna's arrangement. And some say Abhimanyu is only a pastime expansion of Krishna, but he is not fully Krishna. He's only like the shadow of Krishna. So that it appears that Srimati Radharani is given away to someone else, but really breaks this arrangement in order to be with Krishna. So for 1 month out of a year, it is customary that the married girls of Braj leave the house of their in-laws and return to their parents. This was a blissful time for Srimati Radharani. She left the prison house of Yatilas, that is Abhimanyu's mother's, constant vigilance over her. And she came back into her beloved Vashana. She came back to the palace of Brishabhanu Maharaj. And what's more, now she could signal with mirrors over to Nandagram, which is this direction, and arrange through the language of mirrors for secret meetings with her beloved Lord Krishna. This was the most happy month for Srimati Radharani. Her brother Sridham got her from Yavat with horses and landsmen and brought her to Brishabhanu Maharaj's kingdom, to the land of love, to the land where she could meet her Krishna by signaling and then meeting him at Sankit. Sankit is between Vashana and Nandagram, the meeting place. But this month also had its end. And in order to give joy to the hearts of their daughters, the Brijbasis had the customs when the month ended, where their daughters stayed at home with them, they would give them zaris, bangles, ornaments, and one special sweet. I think you don't know this sweet. I also don't know it. The name of this particular sweet, the king of sweets, is the Geha sweet. Geha sweet. Would you like me to describe how to prepare this sweet? Boil milk, stir it real good, it takes on the quality as rubbery has, and then boil some dried fruits and many different types of nuts like cashews and walnuts and whatever, and then you get this special Geha sweet. Very sweet, very fruity, and very nutty, and very milky. Milky, nutty, fruity. This is a very good taste combination. So, this sweet is given when the girls leave the house of their parents to give happiness to their hearts. So Radharani did not want to immediately go back to Yavat, so she went through the forest, this particular forest in which we are situated, and she came to this beautiful kund where we met in the afternoon. And she was, her heart was heavy. She would now leave this wonderful time and go back to Yatila, who would constantly cast suspicions upon her. You are actually with Krishna. No? So as she was going through this forest, her ankle bells were sounding, unu, unu. The gopis were coming behind her. Some were throwing flowers. It was a beautiful scene, but also a sad scene. All of a sudden, the mind enchanting flute song. It was much more beautiful than this.
Thank you.
Oh, Hare Krishna. I have given pleasure to the heart of Radhanand Maharaj with my flute. Listen very carefully. So the flute song was there, and all of a sudden Krishna stepped out of the forest into the way of Srimati Radharani. She was happily excited and also shocked, because Krishna is so beautiful. His beauty is described to be, the Sanskrit word is lavanya. Lavanya means it is a luminous effulgence which comes from the inside and goes to the outside. Like the effulgence which comes from the mother pearl. A pearl, if you look on it, there seems to be a glowing light inside the pearl, which gives the pearl its special shining. So when Krishna steps into the path of his devotee, his lavanya, means his effulgence, just comes out of him. And it's not just light which comes out of him. It's waves of beauty and waves of love. So Krishna came, and Radharani saw her beloved Krishna and was just so happy. And Krishna said, I know it's your last day in Vashana. Let us dance very happily. And he played his flute, and again there was dancing. Again there was the exchange of loving glances. Again there was the mutual exchange of the deepest affection, which goes much beyond our own comprehension. And then Krishna said, oh Radhe, I heard you possibly brought some of this Geha sweet with you. Geha sweet is my favorite sweet because it is milky, nutty, and fruity. I don't think Krishna said this, but I'm just describing the quality of this sweet. So Radharani immediately gave the sweets, here, take my beloved. And the ornaments and the cloth and everything was used up in this very wonderful last day festival here in Vashana, which, you know, there is no last day. There's every day a new day in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So, yes, when Radharani finally returned to Yavat, to home, Yatila was already at the door, looking out how much sweets and how much ornaments her daughter-in-law would bring, because this was an important information. Next morning, all the village people of Yavat would meet at the well, and in some type of gossip-like fashion, they would talk, my daughter brought so much. Oh, my daughter brought so much of this. And the news would be exchanged. Yatila saw Radha brought only one quarter of the quantity. And she said, who took the other three quarters? Radharani put her eyes to the ground. She's very shy. And Yatila said, I know who it was. It was that thief who is known to steal butter and the chastity of our Braj girls. It must have been Krishna. Yatila, Radharani went, oh, now it's starting already. It didn't look up. And Yatila was just so excited. What would she tell next morning at the well? Her daughter-in-law was, after all, the daughter of a king. King Brishabhanu, and only a quarter of the quantity came. In the evening, Abhimanyu came. And Abhimanyu is a Vaishya. You know what a Vaishya is? Business orientation. In the mind. And Yatila said, listen to this. Only a quarter of the Geva suite is with us. And also ornaments and bangles and wealth is missing. Krishna must have taken everything. Oh no, this Krishna ruins our family and our business and our wealth. Abhimanyu had heard Yatila, who has a tendency to be a little hysteric, thought, I will look in the storage room. Now when he opened the door to the storage, my dear devotees, something important happened. Huge quantities of the Geva sweet just fell upon him. Ornaments fell on him. Clothing fell on him. He was drowned in a deluge of wealth. And he said to Yatila, no, she is a king's daughter, and she brought the quantity of a princess home after her visit to Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Don't worry. And he showed Yatila, not our Yatila. So, my dear devotees, this is a very important information. Things which are given to Krishna are never lost and gone. When we do devotional service, and give Krishna our attention, our endeavors, our time, never think it's a waste of time or a waste of endeavor or a waste of things. No, when you give to Krishna, Krishna is so much pleased, and there is this law of bhakti, ye yatamang prapadyante thangs tathaiva bhajamyaham. The degree someone surrenders to me, I reward him or herself accordingly. So with this wonderful little pastime which celebrates the name giving of the forest, the Gevavan, you now know from where this name comes. It's the name of a sweet which Srimati Radharani lovingly offered to Krishna, and which Krishna returned in much quantity. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.